quarterback gets AFC Offensive Player of the Week, it reflects on everybody, doesn't it?
It does, for sure. To not get sacked against the Giants is huge. So, I mean, it shows that the offensive line played great. And, four different guys catching touchdown passes. It shows the talent that we have. So, it's not just what I was doing. It was definitely a team win.
It seemed like you guys had a little bit of an edge going into that game with the Giants. How do you maintain that edge?
Yeah, I mean we had a good attitude going in that week, and the way we started the game, we started fast, scoring quick, and so. We got to just use that as momentum. We got to keep it going. We got to take it in this week. We got to take it on the road against Kansas City. So, now we got to come out and play like we played on Sunday.
What does it say about the Chiefs, what they did on Monday night? You know, in the rain, knocking Ben out of the game, knocking him out of this week, converting him at fourth down, forcing overtime. What does it say about a 1-7 team to go on the road?
You know, they're fighting. They're trying to get back into it. They're trying to, get that bad taste out of their mouth. And you can see by the way they played on Monday. I mean, they played the Steelers tough. And we know we're going to get their best effort.
Unfortunately, they're in that mode, though, where they'll make a big mistake, turnover, I've got them again. They're minus 20 penalties. They get penalties at bad times. I mean, a team like that, though, can be dangerous if they decide not to pull those things off in a game.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's they've had some mistakes that have hurt them, and I'm sure they're trying to play a complete game, trying to play a perfect game, and we got to do our best job and not let them do that. We got to go out and play our best and kind of like what I was saying, we did this past week, start fast, and I think if that happens, good things will happen for us. Yeah, they're talented, and they play hard. And I think that's one thing that you can see from the film on Monday is, they're playing with a lot of passion and playing really hard, and that's why the game was so close. So it's going to take our best effort again this week.
Feel like a relief almost to finally kind of get that interceptionless game and have that clean game.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's something that we needed to have happen, especially against a team like that, and so. Yeah, it's good to not have that streak anymore.
It's a lot easier when you play with a lead to avoid that streak, isn't it?
It is. It is. And, I don't know what the numbers were, but I think the first half passing stats were a little bit better than second half passing stats, just from a numbers standpoint of how many times we're throwing it and things like that. But it starts with the fast start and getting up on them early.
Sanu really showing you things and the improvements that he's making as the season goes on?
Yeah, he's starting to emerge, and it's good to see. Early on when he first got here in OTAs and mini camps and things like that, you could tell that he had a great feel for the game, and he made big plays for us this past week. Converting a fourth down, third down, scoring a touchdown. I mean, he's really showing what he can do, and I think he's just going to get more and more playing time because of it.
Kansas City Chiefs, schematically, they're not as much try to confuse you like Baltimore, Pittsburgh. They more like the New York Giants where they line up and say, come beat us?
Yeah, they are, and they rely a lot on their front guys, their front seven, so and we got to know what we're doing. It just comes down to execution. No, I already said that. Yeah, I mean it's a great honor, and nothing that I was I did by myself. To not get sacked against the Giants is huge. Against that front four, they're some of the best in the league. So offensive line played great. Four different guys catching touchdowns. So I mean, in the back end we played well too. So definitely not just an award that I got. It was definitely a team award.
Seems like they've been vulnerable to the big play though as well. front seven has played, the opposing quarterback rating is like over 102. And teams have only thrown, they've thrown 18 touchdown passes, only six interceptions, something like that against them. So it seems like they're vulnerable in the back end a little bit, aren't they?
Who are we talking about? I'm talking about Chiefs. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say they're vulnerable. I think guys are finding holes and finding windows that they're able to get in, and guys are making big plays. I know some of them have come on screen, some of them have just guys making plays. And so when you get those chances, you got to hit them. I'm not saying there's holes in the defense.
It's a solid defense.
Yeah.
And can you just talk about the hole you guys have dug for yourselves a little bit in the AFC against AFC opponents at 2-5, and just how important every game is, obviously, but how important these AFC games are starting Sunday and the rest of the week?
Yeah, I mean, we are where we are because we haven't played well enough to win some of these games. So, and we got to take what we did this past week and just use it as momentum and keep it rolling. There's still seven games left. There's still a lot of season left, and we're going to find out a lot in these last 7 weeks. So we got to bring our best effort.
Thank you.